produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You've just stepped into the zone, the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business with your host, Dr. Gail Hayes. Now, here's Dr. Gail. This is Dr. Gail Hayes, and thank you for joining me here in the zone, the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to do what? Handle your business where we do business. Today, I am going to talk about something that I really love, and I want to thank you for joining me because I have some words of wisdom and I have some things that I want to share with you. And this is something that I see quite frequently. I'm going to talk about something I see quite frequently, and it's happened to me. And if you are alive, have a heart beating and eyes to see and ears to hear and hands to do, then you probably had this experience as well. I'm going to talk about today coloring outside the lines. Coloring outside the lines. Now, when you say, now, what does that mean, Dr. Gail? Coloring outside the lines. Well, here's a little something that I wrote on coloring outside the lines. It says, do you remember how much fun it was to use a coloring book? Do you remember, you know, when you were little and you used a coloring book? Remember how exciting it was to sit and make color your focus? You just took those crayons and you colored and created because you know why? It was so creative and why it felt so good to do that? Because color is a powerful gift. Everywhere we look, we see color. Color influences everything we feel, and it even influences everything we do because it touches us emotionally, spiritually, and it touches us even physically. If that you don't believe me, just look around and see what color you're wearing today. Yes, you are wearing color. Color is all around us. Color speaks to us in numerous ways because guess what it causes us to do? It can cause us to open up, cause us to shut down, cause us to speak, and it causes us even to relax and to sleep. And guess what? It can even irritate us because some colors are so vibrant or so intense, they create an emotional response that sometimes can be seen as irritation. But do you also remember what happened when you decided to color outside the lines in your coloring book? You remember you sitting there and you decide you want to scribble on the page and you said you just want to see that one color. You might have taken that green crayon and just scribble. Do you remember what happened when you did that? I will be willing to bet that most of us, if we decided to do that, our experience was our peers oftentimes viewed us with disdain. They looked at us like, what are you doing? Why are you doing it that way? And then even the adults in the room or the adults who surrounded us instructed us to be more careful and watch the lines. Color inside the lines, because if you colored outside the lines, your coloring was not described as beautiful. It was less than perfect. It was less than acceptable because you colored outside the lines. We were sometimes made to feel that we had made a dreadful mistake just because we didn't follow the instructions on that page or follow the lines on that page. So many of us follow the rules, colored inside the lines, and we just did the best we could. We didn't like it, but we did it. We stayed stuck inside of someone else's world and watched the lines and the boundaries because we felt confined by boundaries established by other people. Even as young children, we experienced that. So how do we get out of the line prison and create a world of free-flowing color for ourselves? That is today's question here in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone. So let me take a show of hands. I know you won't. I won't be able to see you, but virtually, how many of you can relate to what I just said? How many of you can relate? Think about it. In terms of everything that you've decided to do, you like to creating your own template. You don't always follow the template established by others, but when you get in this template, you know, something feels increasingly uncomfortable for you. You're like, you hit your elbows on the wall. You can't use your color, your crayons. And look, some of us are stuck using, you know, the jumbo crayons that we used to use when we were children. Remember those big ones? We use those in kindergarten and first grade and even into the second grade. And if I get to it today, I may even tell you the story about my Crayola crayon experience, because I did have an experience with color and crayons that changed my life and helped put me on the trajectory for what I do today. So because color is so important and it so influences us. How do we do that? Well, I will tell you something. How do we do something that changes us and the world around us and how others see us? How do we do that? First of all, you got to be brave. That's a life lesson. We're going to talk about that life lesson. So how do we become brave? How do we allow, how do we give ourselves permission to just move and flow and be? Well, you know, things start happening when you're a child.
It's truly amazing what we experience in childhood helps to shape and form who we become as an adult. You don't believe me? Think about things as simple as the way you hold your fork, or the things as simple as how a certain color, when you wore a certain color dress or you wore a certain color shirt, it made your day. It's just that simple. Coloring is important. And I want to just stop here to remind you to please visit us on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. I am a book coach. I will help you write your book that's been sitting inside of you for so long. Help you write your book. Pretty soon we're coming out with Handle Your Business Girl magazine. So go and subscribe to our list, because I want you to get that first free issue. The first issue is going to be free. It's going to be announced very soon, but I want you to hear from me. I'm going to be starting to send out messages every week of encouragement. So you can hear me not only on the radio, but you can also read what I write and hear from other people who have similar goals, because I believe that we can all stand on our own mountain and sing our own song in our own key and join in harmony with the congregation or the choir of men. So join me at handleyourbusinessgirl.com. You can also access my books. I have several books there on the website. So please visit me at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. We are excited to have you join our community. So let's get back to talking about color and how it impacts us. So many of us do not realize just how important it is. Think about this. For those of you who are believers, when God said, "Let there be light," did you know he simultaneously created color? Well, he did, because without light, there is no color. Color is, light is contains prisms of color. That's why the rainbow is so important. After it rains and you look up in the sky and you see this beautiful band of color, letting you know that color is important to the creator of the universe. It's important. So let's talk a little bit more about color and creating your own template. So many times we are still in our minds, we are still held captive by those things in childhood that told us you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. And most of the time, childhood rules are established because people want to protect us. But sometimes those rules spill over the boundaries of protection and they get into what other people perceive is correct for you. One of the most challenging things I believe in being a parent is allowing your children to freely explore who they are. You say, well, children don't need to do that. That's not true. Let me give you an example. I will be very honest with you and tell you that I had my children in my 40s after I was told I could not have children. So therefore, I had a little bit of a different vantage point at that time than I did when I was 20. When I was in my 20s, I had some things to happen to me that were quite traumatic that shifted my view of life and the world. And I realized I was being so confined by others and blamed by others for their own misfortunes. And also, I took on the burden of being responsible for people that I should not have been responsible for. And their views helped to shape my life in ways that I am just now starting to recover from. And that was years and years ago. I am just now getting into the point where I can color in my own coloring book and I can create the template and understanding the power of that. And please hear me. I am not bitter. I am better and I'm whole. But when I look back on my life, I wasted a lot of time coloring inside the lines of other people's coloring book. And you probably said, now, what are you talking about, Dr. Gail? We do that. We let other people shape and refine us into what they want to believe. So I'm getting to the children part in just a moment. Here's something. I remember I never knew how to dream. We never talked about dreaming. So I used to read a lot of books on fairy tales and Raggedy Ann or Raggedy Andy. I was into fantasy and fairy tales. And I had really wanted to do something outside of the realm of where I was. Not that my family was so bad, but I'm the oldest of seven. And so therefore there were six people under me. So I was constantly helping my mother with my younger siblings. So therefore I didn't want to be a mother. I just said, that's just too much work. I did not want anything to do with changing diapers because, you know, we didn't have Pampers back then. I didn't want anything to do about changing a diaper or, getting up formula. I just didn't want to do that. That just wasn't something that appealed to me. So what I did was I created a world that I would go into my imagination and live there and created this whole dream world about me being able to relax and read books and write stories. And I remember I won the sixth grade writing contest. Talk about creating your own template. I had to learn how to create outside of the world where I live because there was quite a bit of trauma, not physical trauma, but emotional trauma going inside our family. And I'll talk about that on another show because I believe that we need to be transparent in order for others to be able to see that they too can survive and thrive outside the realm of where they are. You can change where you are. You can change your world by your words and what you believe. And if you're willing to move, so many of us are bound by fear. And that still talks about the coloring book. But I remember just very vividly, I wanted to do something different. And I remember because I read a lot, I started writing. And this was in the sixth grade. And I wrote this little poem. And it's sad now when I think about it. But I am African American or Black. And I was going to a mostly Black, white school. But my teacher just loved me. All right. And I wrote a poem because I always wanted to be a boy. Because boys seem to have such freedom. They could go outside and yell and run and jump and get dirty. And people thought, oh, that is just so wonderful. But as a girl, I was never given that freedom. I was told to be quiet, to be a lady. I hated the word lady. Please understand me. I wanted to be a boy because boys had freedom. Their freedom was exuberant and they could be whoever they wanted to be, whenever they wanted to be. That's the way that I viewed it. And for those of you who just joined us, this is Dr. Gail Hayes in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone. Please visit our website at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com and find out more information on the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, the books I write. I am excited. I can come to your location and speak for an event. Just visit me on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. I wanted to give that little sound bite just in case somebody just joined us. Now, what I did, I'm getting back to me creating my own template. When I was in the sixth grade, I remember my teacher really, really liked me because I loved reading and writing. I was very good at words. And I went to a mostly white school and had a white teacher. And this was in the 60s. And my father was in the military. So we were not at that time in a segregated environment because I grew up in a desegregated environment, multicultural. And I was in the sixth grade and we had a writing contest. And I remember my teacher gave us this instruction. She said, create your own book, create your own world. And I thought, oh, I can write. So I decided to write a book about how I felt about my life. I always wanted to have the freedom that boys had, but because I was a girl, and at the time we only had 6 children, I was the oldest of 6. I had to help my mother with changing diapers and formula. Oh my God, I just couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. I did it because I was a dutiful daughter, but I couldn't imagine a world without younger siblings and having freedom to kind of do some things. I was always looking out for someone else who was younger than me. So I wrote this little poem, and what I did was I took the poem and I put it into a book, made a book, and illustrated it. I'll never forget it. It was called If I Were a Little Boy. And this particular poem, let me recite it for you. It says, if I were a little boy, I'd dream of splendor and of joy. I'd run in fields and by lakes and play with little green garter snakes. I'd run in the sand and jump in the sun. I'd run and jump and have lots of fun. Yes. If I were a little boy, I'd dream of splendor and of joy. Now you think about that. It's really kind of sad, isn't it? But this little black girl writing this poem, I was in the 6th grade. I wanted to run and jump in the sun and have fun. But every time I ran, I had to look behind me. Every time I jumped, I had to look beside me. Every time I lift my hands or try to do something, I had to make sure nobody else was going to get hurt. That was my childhood existence, because every time I looked up, we were having another baby. And it wasn't negative. It is what it is. That's the way my life was, because I was a very responsible firstborn. And I knew that I had to help my mama take care of my younger siblings. It was just that simple. And just so you know, there's only 16 years difference between my mother and me. So I was helping her. We kind of grew up together. And you talk about shaping your own template. One of the messages that was sent to me is that I didn't do anything. As a child, I didn't do any, I did not help with my siblings. I didn't help with their homework. I did nothing but help, but stand there and be a part of the family. And I have had to go to war about that and not allow anyone, and I do mean anyone, to no longer minimize my contribution to my family that I did. If I changed one diaper, made one bottle of formula, if I read one bedtime story or combed one head of hair, I contributed. And so I've had to go to war in that emotional plane, because I had to create my own template outside of my reality. So let's get back to what I was saying. I won the 6th grade writing contest with my book and poem, If I Were a Little Boy. It shaped my world. And I remember after I won this prize, now remember, I was one of 2 little black girls in my whole class. I won this prize, and I wanted the second prize. I won a Schaefer pen, a Schaefer fountain pen. I didn't want a pen. The second prize was a box of chocolates, a Whitman sampler. I wanted that sampler. So I remember going to the second prize winner and negotiating a trade. But before that could happen, we had to have the teacher to sanction that trade. And I remember going to the teacher and said, we've decided that we're going to trade prizes. My teacher stopped me and she said, no, I will not allow it. And she looked at me and she said, Gail, you are a writer. You can write and speak extremely well. One day you're going to see just how gifted you are. Well, you know, that didn't do anything for my 6th grade mind but make me angry. I was mad at that woman. Well, she would not sanction the trade, and I wanted that box of chocolates. Shows you how you can color your world into something very different that you, it really makes no sense. But in any case, I remember taking that pen and going home writing with it. I think I dismantled it. It would probably be a collection, be a collectible today. But I remember not thinking about it. Well, many years later, she's correct. I've written over 30 books. Maybe I've written many more than that, but I just haven't published them all. And her words came true. I am now what you call a communicator. I write, and I speak equally well. I write just as well as I speak, and I speak just as well as I write. And she spoke that over my life, and she helped to color my world in a very different way. I began to see things. Now, what I started doing, because I wrote that little poem and it was so liberating for me, I began to use words to liberate myself. And I've always been very different. People say, well, the sky is green or sky is blue. I look up and I say, oh, what about the white clouds? What about the orange sunset? What about the yellow sun? I can always see what else exists because I use my own template. Creating your own temple doesn't mean you go against the rules established by others. It simply means that you are able to create an environment for yourself where you can be comfortable. I'm just now learning this. How do we do that? Many of us use God's word, but I will tell you, this is something that God showed me. He says, you are the only part of creation that has the power of speech. So I'm waiting for you. He said, when you speak scripture, and I'll go into this further on another broadcast, but he said, he showed me the power of creation. And I'm beginning to see the power of creation in my own life in a very different way because of my template. I carry templates with me everywhere I go. And I see which ones, I have multiple templates, and I see which one fits for the situation that I have to be operating in at the time. So you can have more than one template. I have a template for my writing. I have a template for my speaking. I have a template for my parenting. I have a template for my friendships, for romantic relationships. I have a template for just about everything I do. And the templates all fit into a really nice little case called me. And I pull those out. And if they work, sometimes they don't, I'll get a new template. Because I realize that I have the power to create a new template and use the colors that I like, because those colors go with me being me. And you might say, well, I don't know what you mean, Gail. Yes, you do. You know what you like. We have to all know what we like and how we like it. What are your negotiables and what are your non-negotiables? For those of you who are listening now, please visit my website. This is Dr. Gail Hayes in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone. Visit our website at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. Please join my mailing list so you can hear from me on a regular basis. I'm going to start doing weekly messages. I'm going to be doing blogs, and Handle Your Business Girl magazine is going to be coming online this year as well. I want you to join me in the community. Remember, handleyourbusinessgirl.com. And you can also follow me in social media at Dr. Gail Hayes on Twitter, at Handle Your Business Girl on Facebook, or you could just Google me, Dr. Gail Hayes, and I'll come right up. Contact me. Let me know how the show is blessing you. Send me an email. Visit me on social media, but join our mailing list today. So we're talking about color. How do you begin the process? First of all, you have to decide what you want. So many times our needs and wants are encased in us or impressed upon us by other people. What is it that really makes you smile? It really brings the sunshine and the light into your life. What is it that makes you want to do something new, do something different? What is it that you love doing, even if nobody paid you to do it? What is that thing? There are many things, because you're multifaceted. God created us each multifaceted and multiple. We have so many gifts in us, some of us can't even know which one to stop, which one to use. Well, if you don't know something, ask the question, which gift should I use? You'd be amazed at how God and his universe will answer you. He is amazing, and so are you. And so I, even at this age, I am now in my 60s, I still ask. And, you know, he told me, he said, I'm going to give you a gift, Gail. I'm going to give you the look and the vivacity of a woman in her 40s, but you're going to have the wisdom of a woman in her 60s. And I will tell you, that is what is happening to my life. I have a lot of energy. I had both of my children in my 40s, because in my 20s, that was not a good thing for me, having children in my 20s. It just wasn't a good look for me. So here's the thing. What do you like? Ask yourself some questions. You know, if people get on you for coloring outside the lines that they have established, here are three tips on how to handle that. Number one, thank them for their unsolicited counsel or advice and move on. Don't be nasty. Just say thank you for that input and move on. You have to create your own template, because you're the only one that has to live within that template. Number two, remember that not everyone will agree with you in your color schemes. They will not. Sometimes orange hurts people's eyes. Red makes people angry. But if you like orange and red, live it. Love it. Walk in it. Just remember, not everyone is going to agree with you and what you've chosen. Number three, I want you to write some affirmations that keep you on point, because others are waiting for you to ask them for permission to color outside the lines. But there are others waiting for you who are also waiting for you to color outside the lines and create your template so they can see something new, something different, something that has only been put inside of you. Remember, you're not here just for yourself. You're here to be a gift and to serve others. And when you get that point, when you start serving others, it is one of the most amazing things that can happen. Remember, What did I just say? You've got to do what? The three things, tips to help you color outside the lines and create your own template. And we'll be talking more about that. And send me some questions at info@handleyourbusinessgirl.com. info@handleyourbusinessgirl.com, and I'll answer the questions on the air. Again, the three tips are: thank people for unsolicited advice if they decide they don't like the way you're coloring. And don't be nasty. Thank them. Number two, remember that not everyone will agree with you in your color schemes, color themes. They're not. People are not going to agree. They want you to look like them and do like them, but you're unique. Remember that. And number three, write up some affirmations that keep you on point. What are affirmations? Affirmations are simply words that you create, sentences that you create to keep you on point. I am amazing. I am unique. I can do this. I can create my own color themes without anyone's permission. And I am in the creation mode now, and I'm looking for manifestation. That's an example of an affirmation. It is truly up to you. Others are waiting for you to color outside the lines and to create templates to help them see how wonderful they are. So are you ready? Good. I hope you got something out of today's program. This is Dr. Gail Hayes coming to you from the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business. Remember, visit us on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. And also go and sign up for my list. Find us on social media. We're on Twitter at Dr. Gail Hayes. We're on LinkedIn, Dr. Gail Hayes. On Facebook, it's at Handle Your Business Girl. Just find me on the web and go to my website and engage with our community. Remember, if you don't know who you are, you will never know what belongs to you. That's what I want to leave you with. Develop and create your own color theme, and allow others to dance in the light of your sun. Until next time. Thank you for joining us here in The Zone, the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business with your host, Dr. Gail Hayes. Join us on the web at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com or find us on social media at Dr. Gail Hayes or at Handle Your Business Girl. We'll see you next time here in the Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone, where we help you to handle your business where you do business.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.